Dwayne Veneau, the executive director of a Tour of Alberta, joins us now. Dwayne, how are you?
Good, Gregor. How are you?
I am. I'm doing all right. Sad day. I know you actually used to be the president of the Rush, so I'm sure you're disappointed to see them leave the city, especially now that they got a very good team.
Yeah, very disappointed. I was there for the beginning, and it is a sad day.
It does also, the thing about it is probably one of my favorite stories of all time was the Rush, is when the equipment manager asked the president, Dwayne Veneau, to go get the spare jerseys in Colorado. Oh, Jimmy Quinlan and I still laugh about that right now. Have you had to sew up any Tour of Alberta jerseys the last few years?
No, but yeah, we were very close that day, and He wasn't around much longer after
No,
that,
he
Gregor.
Wasn't. Oh, God, no, though, but I no. laughed so hard. It's still one of my favorite memories. How is that? Tour of Alberta is getting bigger and better all the time, man. It's looking great.
Yeah, we're going into our third year, Jason, and it's, we're gaining momentum. And, the big thing this year, I think, is we're finally going into the mountains. And
yeah.
We're going to have two stages, a stage and a half, really, in Jasper National Park. And from an international audience, and all the major races, there's always a queen stage or these big mountain climbs. And so we finally have one, and it's garnering a lot of recognition around the world.
Well, I was going to ask you, was the mountain stage something the riders wanted, or did you just feel to gain credibility in the cycling community, you needed to have a mountain stage?
It's a bit of both, and it's also, Jason, the first year we had the race, and not being, Alberta's not the biggest cycling, community, I guess, if you will. There's lots of cyclists here and lots of diehards, but the general populace didn't really understand what we were bringing to Alberta. And when, once you start to say to people, hey, listen, this isn't a ride you can ride in, people would ask me all the time, hey, can I ride in it? they think of the MS Bike Tour and all these other rides that we do. And I would answer the question, it would be like you going and playing a game, a regular game with the Oilers. Like it's not the same. And so once we got over that hurdle, so in our first couple of years, we really focused on being in populated areas where we would get excitement and attendance and live attendance from people to just come and check it out. And we were worried in the first couple of years that if we went to some remote locations that people wouldn't necessarily, didn't have enough recognition yet for them to follow us and come there. We've got to the point now where we can go to communities that don't have a large population because we know people are going to come and follow the race.
The challenge this year with the mountain stage, so will this lengthen the tour? Is it going to be an extra day on now, or are you just changing the route?
No, it's the same amount of days. Okay. So we're a six-day race. And so I'll just sort of recap it real quickly. We're starting in Grand Prairie this year. We're starting in northern Alberta, and we're doing something a little different in Grand Prairie. We're doing a team time trial, where in the past we've always done individual time trials. And this is also getting a lot of recognition from a lot of these top teams around the world because there's not a lot of races that do them. And where so all the whole team goes out at once and they have a combined time. And if you haven't seen it, it's pretty cool because they're constantly floating from top and scaling back and drafting against each other to ultimately get that best time for the team.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first day in Grand Prairie. Then the next day in the county of Grand Prairie, we're doing a full stage, a regular stage, about 160 clicks. And then we go Grand Cache down Highway 40 and finish at Myatt Hot Springs. And that's a mountain climb there. Then the next day it's in the town of Jasper, and we ultimately finish at the top of Marmot. So we have these two climbs, and then we head back to Edmonton where we do an Edson to Spruce Grove stage, which is going to be tough as well. It's going to be, a relatively straight line, if you will, but it's over 200 kilometers. We've never had a 200-kilometer stage before. And 60 kilometers of that 200 is on gravel and dirt. So it's going to add a new sort of element to our race.
Do they have to change their tires for that?
No, they don't. And we did it last year in our Strathcona stage. We had a few kilometers. We call it Canadian pavé. In Europe, they call pavé stages, it's cobblestone, right?
Okay.
So we have a little bit of Canadian pavé, which basically means dirt road.
Oh, nice.
And,
I like that.
But there's great, visuals. Nobody got hurt. But a car drives down the road and it kicks up all the dust from the road. and you see this haze of dust. Well, that's really what the cyclists were creating last year, and it created for some interesting racing. And then we're finishing. We're doing the exact same finishing circuit in Edmonton that we did last year. It's an 11-kilometer circuit in downtown Edmonton, and we're doing it 11 times. And it has two pretty good hill climbs on it. There's one that goes up Bellamy Hill, and there's another one that goes behind the Victoria Golf Course up that hill up to Le Marchant Mansion and then back into the course. So they do 22 climbs that day.
Well, it's going to be awesome, Dwayne. We'll talk to you as it gets closer. Thanks for the teaser. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Jason.